Every day, it seems like another device is getting smarter. From smart watches to Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs, everything around us is becoming more connected and efficient. And just like our world is getting smarter, your e-commerce business should be too. If you're looking for incredible efficiency, or if your business has outgrown its old shipping solutions, ShipStation is the tool that can help you take that next step. ShipStation offers exceptional shipping efficiency with a powerful all-in-one order fulfillment system. It integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, marketplaces, and carriers, making it easier than ever to manage your shipping tasks. I personally use ShipStation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage orders from one simple dashboard has saved me countless hours. I love that I can print shipping labels with just one click and take advantage of industry-leading discounts. Up to 89% off with carriers like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's made scaling my business faster and more efficient than I ever thought possible. Plus, saving thousands on shipping costs is just the icing on the cake. If you want to lead your business into the future with technology designed to save you money and headaches, ShipStation is the way to go. It seamlessly integrates with the services and selling channels you already use, and it's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of those that use it for a year become customers for life. So switch to ShipStation today and lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. Go to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK. Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and I'm blessed to have the best backfield in media. That's right, Steven Jackson's in the house, Bucky O'Neill, and the incredible, he's shaking and baking, Rick Jordan. Thank you, guys.
Let's go.
All right. As impressive as my backfield is, there's a young quarterback standing right in front of me, Nick Santonastaso, and he has built himself quite not only a business, but a brand. And now he's teaching other people how to make a business out of a brand by teaching people where he has excelled the most, in my opinion. He's one of the greatest speakers on earth. And he is speaking on stages with all of our friends, Ed Milette, Tony Robbins, who Bucky, your family and you have worked with for so many years, but he's shedding the light. And now he's teaching others to shed the light with Stage Secrets. Welcome to Office Hours, Nick.
My man, thanks for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
You're just incredible. How could I have a show without at least giving an invitation with no obligation to an incredible speaker, humanitarian, a big inspiration to me. I used to love Rudy and Hoosiers. Now I just love Nick. I watch him all the time. If you're not following him, please do. When did you take the leap? Nick, you've been speaking at a really young age. I think you're about 26 now, if I'm correct. When did you take the leap from not only just being a world's preeminent speaker, but now teaching others the stage secrets that you've learned?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for a long time, I was actually deflecting it. I think as experts and people who are masters at something, sometimes we can't see outside ourselves. And so I would come off a stage and people would be like, "How do you do that?" I'm like, "How do I do what?" They're like, "How do you speak on stage like that?" I'm like, "I don't know. I don't teach that. I don't do that." And what I've realized in business, if enough people ask you for something, there's probably something there. And so I finally leaned into that. And I said, okay, I'm going to take all of my mastery, my expertise, all the trials and tribulations that I've learned and went through for the past 7 years, and I'm going to turn around and condense time for other people. And so I think we're most qualified to teach our younger self. So your who is you a few years ago. And so if I look at myself, anyone who's starting off as an expert, a coach, an authority who wants to become more transformational, and when they open up their mouth, they sound good, they come to me. And so I'm taking all that I have and turning around so I can help save people time and decades.
Yeah, I'd point one thing out because it's true in football too, Stephen, before I let you go. It's interesting because
I try to elevate people's awareness with when people come up to you and say, not only how would you do that, or, oh my God, that's amazing. Well, there's a counterintuitive thing that happens is that when we're at ease, when we're in our flow, when we're doing our thing that is our essence, it's going to be so easy that we don't pay attention to other people saying it's remarkable, incredible, extraordinary. And I would be one of those people when I watch you play football, who was a below average college football player, watch you and say, oh my God, you know, I play running back. That was amazing, Steven. And you're probably like, oh dude, like, you know, what you do is hard.
Right.
And you may not lean into it. And that's what I think, Nick, you're doing so well. Steven, is that applicable to sports?
It's very applicable. I think to your point, you know, you practice something so much, to Nick's point, you master it. And when others start asking you, how do you do that? You must be doing something so, one, so impressive, but two, you make it look easy, right? So they want to know, how do I get to the point of confidence to make it look easy and feel easy? So I guess that leads into my question, Nick, because I'm kind of stepping out there myself in the speaking arena. And when you get in some of these different crowds, you may have a various crowd from 50 to 100 to thousands or whatever. My question to you is, how do you lock in on the moment? Or is there a point of object that you lock in so you're able to deliver your message, but at the same time, not really, you know, think about who's in the room? So how do you find that center?
Yeah, that's a great point. I'm a big heart-centered guy, you know, and so I know that I can only serve to the best of my ability if I'm inside of my head. And so I have a specific practice where I get into my heart. And I think as men, that's a worthy opponent. We weren't taught that. But getting into my heart and speaking from that place is a magical place. So that's the first thing, is getting heart-centered before you go out and serve. The other thing that we have to realize is, it's not about us when we're on stage. And so many times people are like, what if I stutter? And what if I mess up? Or what if I don't say this the right thing? It's like, you've already lost the game. You're focused on the wrong thing. And so when you understand that it's all about the people, and you can do some research and obsess over what they're going through, what their beliefs are, where they're struggling with, and then use stories to help them overcome those beliefs, that's when the content and the transformation actually becomes transformation. And so get heart-centered, identify the people in the room and what they're struggling with, and serve them. And also reps, you know, the only thing that's standing in between you and the person that you want to become is they failed a whole lot more than you have, and they did a ton of reps. And so the very reps that we do in private, right, we get praised in public. And so repetition all day long, heart-centeredness, and really identifying what the audience is going through so you can connect with them on a deeper level.
We like the running back focusing on the linebacker, not the hole, right?
Right, correct.
Yeah. You know reps, so that you're built to be a speaker. That's one of the guys that I would use as well to help facilitate understanding how to be your best on stage. Bucky, you're in that space as well.
I am.
What do you got for Nick?
Man, I love the work that you're doing, man. I love the language that you're using. When I think about the comprehension of feelings, I've watched a couple of your things, and you talk about how you increase comprehension through feeling, and then just the language of transformation and also the language of story. I would imagine that there's difficult things that you've gone through. And I would imagine that you know, there's challenges that you face every single day. And I know that you have this persona that's like, man, I want to be positive, and I'm putting this out there, and I'm creating this inspiration in the world. What are some of the things that you go through on a regular basis that maybe people don't hear about? And how do you get through those things personally?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm very open. And so I understand, especially as a communicator, people don't relate to a perfect life. You know, most speakers go out there and they're only talking about their hero story, and they're not talking about their zero story. So I ensure that even the current things that I'm going through, I share it with my students, I share it with my audience, because that's how you relate to people on a deeper level. The same thing that I'm going through is the same thing that everybody's going through. So even me, for example, what I'm going through right now in this moment is business is up and down. Emotions are up and down, and there are specific seasons to life. And I think the pendulum always swings. But I'm in a season of sometimes lost, but it's a beautiful thing to be lost, because on the other side of lost is found. And so I know there's a reason for every season, but just to let everybody know that there's going to be high highs and there's going to be low lows, just understand that the pendulum always swings, and you just got to be persistent enough to get to the next season. And so even for me, managing my emotional state, being in a beautiful place all the time, wanting to serve, that's not easy. But I think that your purpose has to be greater than the pain that you're going through in the moment. And so I always remind myself why I'm doing what I'm doing. And ultimately, if I ask myself why I'm doing what I'm doing, I understand that as a human being, I am an offering to this world. And my intention is to build myself into the greatest version I can and give that to the world. And so I have to go through things, and I'm going to go through traumas, and I'm going to go through hard things even after this session. But I understand that I'm not only going through it for me, but I'm going through it so I can turn around and save other people so they don't have to go through the same thing I went through. That's so cool. It's all for the people. That's I'm an offering cool. to the that's world. And that's what
imagine starting a small business, your first customer, your first hire, your first real paycheck. It's an exciting time, but also a little scary. That's where JustWorks comes in. As an all-in-one platform, JustWorks supports small business growth by providing seamless tools for benefits, payroll, HR, and compliance, all with transparent pricing. Running payroll is now painless. You can complete it in 90 seconds or less and automate payments. So it's as simple as set it and forget it. In 2023 alone, JustWorks processed over 25.6 billion in trusted payroll for its customers. And you won't have to worry about paperwork. They handle payroll, tax documents, and reporting to ensure compliance. Visit justworks.com/podcast to join thousands of small businesses that trust JustWorks to manage payroll, benefits, compliance, and more. That's justworks.com/podcast.
What's shaking, Nick?
Yeah. How you doing, brother?
Good, good. It's awesome to meet you. I've been on a stage once or twice, and when there's like this difference between sometimes when I think I crush it, right? I get a great response. People come up to me, you know, that's fantastic. But it's like the times when I walk off and it's like, God, I really sucked up today. You know? But it's those times where it's like, that's the best thing you've ever done, Rick. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, like, how did you do that? I'm like, I thought I just like, you know, just farted all over the stage or something like that. You know, so it's like, do you have those experiences too, to where you're like, oh my God, I sucked. And then people are like, please, you just changed my life.
Well, before you answer that, Nick, that's why you never go after Rick Jordan, especially if he's going to fart all over the stage.
I might.
I kept it clean.
So funny.
Yeah, I think that's your student of the game mentality, and that's you having a high standard for life. And so I love that about you. I love all parts of that. I love all parts of you as well. And so I have times where I come off the stage and I'm like, I could always do better. But also having compassion for myself and realizing like, okay, maybe I don't feel the best about what I just did, but I can always analyze and review, like reviewing film. I can always look back and say, okay, I can make a shift here and I can be better here. But also sometimes the audience sees something that you can't see and they're like, bro, you let loose, you went off script, off presentation, and we felt it. Maybe we need more of that from you. And so maybe the audience is telling us something that we can't see because we can only see what we can see. And so I think it's a combination of having high standards, being a student of the game, but also asking the people, because the people have all the gold. They'll definitely tell you whether you were good or not. And most importantly, not surrounding yourself with a bunch of yes men, but homeboy in the back that's like, yo, you dropped the ball. We need to step up.
Right, for sure.
Yeah, we're just worried about how he's letting loose on stage. More importantly,
that happened at an event that you and I spoke at. You know, and I think I opened for you.
Yeah.
And then someone on your team came up to me because I was like, man, that was just kind of mediocre. And he's like, I'm ready to run through a wall, dude, after hearing you. I was like, really? Like, yeah. What took place?
And one of the dangers, and I know I told Nick years ago when I saw him speak, I said, just remember 10% of the people are going to love you no matter what. They're at your frequency. I always say you could just say the word the and you're a genius. But you also have to realize the 10% that hate you no matter what are never going to come up to you. They may DM you later on IG and tell you how much you suck, but they're not going to come up in person. They're all, even if you're not as big as Steven, they're still going to be chicken. If they're smaller like Nick and I, they'll still be afraid. It's the other 80% that we practice for. Can we strengthen our signal? Can we widen our spectrum? And can we clarify our message aligned with our essence, our skills, our knowledge, and our desires through our stories and the lessons that we teach? And I don't know someone in that age group especially that does it as well as this young competitor, Nick Santonastasso. I'm always impressed by you. All I ask every time you're on one of my shows is please promise me you'll come back, especially to office hours.
I'll be here, brother. Anytime, any place, I'll show up.
Keep showing up. He's incredible. Check out Nick. Thank you very much for joining us.